This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I don't even know how journalists who work for the mainstream media, the fake news media, how they live with themselves. Surely they know they're just prostitutes. I mean, they're literally prostitutes for the corporate-run media that is just so vile and so full of disinfo and hatred and just constantly lying or covering up the important news you're supposed to learn about, like, you know, the mercury in the vaccines that's especially harming African-American babies. But no, they don't want to report any of that. That's not on their public need-to-know list. But they're so filthy. They really are like prostitutes. I wonder if these people even realize it, or if they just, maybe they do, and they go home, and after a day of working for the New York Times, they have to take a shower to wash the filth off their bodies. I mean, how can you work at the Washington Post or CNN or the New York Times and just be a propagandist and just sell your soul to the globalist interests and the George Soros influence and the globalist media corporate influence? I mean, how do you live with yourself when you're a so-called journalist? And, you know, the truth is that most people don't even trust journalists at all anymore, for the mainstream media anyway. They do trust independent journalists. I mean, our traffic just keeps going up. Our readership keeps exploding. And when we're up to almost 1 million unique visitors a month just for Trump.news, just that one website, almost 1 million visitors a month. It just keeps skyrocketing. Why? Not because we churn out so many stories. We don't produce that many stories, you know, I don't know, maybe 3 stories a day on Trump.news, some days 4. But it's that the stories are authentic and they speak the truth and they speak to that sense of truth that people have. People, you know, eventually people figure out when they're being lied to by the mainstream media. And they're tired of reading text written by prostitutes, corporate prostitutes. So they want real news. They want actual analysis and real passion and even real opinions. You know, authentic opinions, authentic news. That's why people read Trump.news or my other website, naturalnews.com. And that this is why the public perception of journalists is now lower than their perception of members of Congress. I mean, they think journalists are lower than bureaucrats. How's that for a switch? And what's fascinating to me is that I've been warning about this for years, at least a decade. I've been telling people the media is fake. You know, I didn't use the phrase fake news, but I said they're lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. They're distorting news or misreporting or blacklisting news that you're supposed to know about. And only because of the Trump administration, well, the Trump campaign, have now the people woken up to just how fake the media is, because they could see it for themselves finally. They could see that when Trump would go out and say something that was honest and important, like, hey, we need to keep the terrorists out of the country, the media would go out and totally lie about it and distort it and intentionally misreport what he said. Or they would assign motivations to it that didn't exist, like calling a travel ban against 7 terrorist nations a so-called Muslim ban, even though 85% of the Muslims in the world weren't even affected by his executive order. Well, how can it be a Muslim ban if it only affects, you know, 15% of the possible Muslims? So the media would just deliberately lie, and then they kept getting caught. And the people out there, the people of America, kept waking up and realizing, you know what, these people are lying to us constantly. They're filthy prostitutes. All they do is, I guess, they go to work in the morning, they undo their belts or buttons or whatever they're wearing. They just bend over. And some corporate some corporate indoctrination master comes along and just shoves press releases up their asses, and then they just regurgitate those out through their fingers, typing in the corporate propaganda into the content system of the New York Times or CNN or Washington Post, or The Atlantic has become nothing but fake news and just distorted, biased, totally false news. Huffington Post, in many ways, also has just become basically a hate group, an anti-Trump hate organization. In fact, come to think of it, the Democrats have become a hate group. All they do is hate. I mean this literally. They've lost really any electoral power. I think in 2018, if things stay on the current track, they're going to lose a lot of seats in the U.S. Senate and maybe more in the House as well. They're going to lose big time. I don't think the left is going to be winning major elections for a long time. I think they're receding, retreating to basically a domestic terrorism group, an intolerant, bigoted, racist, anti-American hate group, kind of a cult of zombies who are propagandized by the left-wing media, which has abandoned any pretense of reporting actual news or even reporting legitimate facts. Now they just report, they just find the most slanderous rumors they can dredge up, or they, like the Washington Post did, they invent fabricated intelligence sources. They just call it unnamed intelligence sources. Yeah, you made that shit up. You just made it up. And then they write it as if it's real news. That's what it has come to for these organizations. They're fiction rags. They're propaganda fiction rags. And thus, as a result, they really have no legitimate function in a civil society, and neither does the Democrat Party. That's why they're, it looks like they're going to put in charge of the DNC more and more extreme radical libtards, like that woman, Sally something, I don't remember her name. I think it's Sally something. She's talking about, I'm from Idaho and it's so white, and my job is to shut down white people so that they can't speak. It's like, what is wrong with you? I thought you're supposed to be colorblind. Shouldn't everybody have a chance to speak? You know. Jeez. That's the new tolerance of the left, is like, down with whites. You know, it's, I guess they're going to wear pointy hats, but they'll be maybe black hats, and then they'll go attack white people with the Democrat KKK, which will try to string up and lynch white people, I guess. It's just so sick and demented, but this is what they've become. Just radical fringe, hate-filled, paranoid, you know, delusional libtards. And on that note, by the way, check out libtards.news. That is a new, funny website that we've put out there. Partly a satire, but there's some actual news there as well. But it's just a funny site. And then on the other side, on the conservative side, we have a new site called conservative.news that will soon feature a funny liberal cartoon character commenting on the news that we're posting. So watch for that. Again, it's libtards.news for news about crazy leftists, and it's conservative.news for news about what's happening on the right. Check out those two websites. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And my main website, when I'm not doing satire, is naturalnews.com. Take care. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.